A tough draw and a tasty draw in the Europa League, isn't it, David?
You said it, tough and tasty. Looking at the draw, you probably, you know, for the fans and everybody else, you know, it's European football you want. So it's a tough game there, 15 games into the season. They're going well in the league, competitively over the last 2-3 years. They've done pretty well, so fully understand it's going to be a tough game. I'm actually just watching their last game, league game against Dundalk, who were champions last year and top of the league at the minute, so they beat them at home. So again, we're under no illusions how difficult it's going to be, but it's a game that our players should relish, 100% they should relish, and hopefully we'll be ready.
It's a derby game and it's got the supporters' imagination, both sides of the border going, so we'll be up for it come next Thursday, won't we?
Our fans have been terrific home and away, certainly the time that I've been here, so it's a game that they should relish. And again, you know, the Setanta Cup sort of happening in and around 2000 and probably 2010 before it sort of finished after that. So now we've got our rivals again. It's a big game. It's a game that we should all relish. It's a game that I'm relishing, and the staff, speaking to the staff, and hopefully we're ready.
They're just back from Portugal. It's the sort of things that we can only dream about, isn't it?
I think our lads are only returning from Portugal on holiday, never mind a training camp. So, so it's going to be tough. You know, no matter who you're going to, you know, you look at the other teams that we could have played, probably only ourselves and the Welsh team who would probably be out of season at the minute and sort of coming back into it. You know, the Finnish club, the Faroe Islands and the Lithuanians are all midway through their season, obviously Cork. So, it'll be a tough ask, but one that we'll certainly not lack for, hopefully, in energy and, you know, our organisation.
Are you happy with the way the pre-season's going so far?
Yeah, first pre-season. Again, you know, at the minute, the boys, it's hard work. And the players will tell you when you do speak to them, it's going to be hard work. It's going to be hard work leading into the league games. Sometimes it's difficult leading into the Europa League games because at times it's hard to get peaking for a couple of games with your season sort of 4 weeks away. But well, we're working hard on the training pitch. The players have put a shift in, and they'll continue to put a shift in the next 10 days. Looking forward to the home game against Cork next week.
Well, that's happening. It's pre-season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have a game Thursday night, you know, which will be a good run out for the players. But no doubt your phone is going with inquiries about, you know, possibly bringing in new people.
Yeah, no, we've been pretty active, and I thank the board for, you know, support that they have. Obviously, we brought Roy in. I would have hoped to have one or two more in, but due to restrictions, obviously, and people with options elsewhere at the minute, it's sort of dried up a bit. But that's not to say that there will be new players here. 100%, I believe that. And you know, when the right player comes along, we'll certainly be in for him. The friendly games again, leading into July, it'll take care of itself. We play Knockbreda, and the players will have done 2 or 3 practice games when we're training. So the players will be, you know, people might sort of have a look and think, well, we've not played that too many games. Over the past previous years, we've played the one game leading into the Europa game. And as I say, the players are getting plenty of game time behind closed doors, and hopefully that'll benefit us with no injuries.
And boys like Johnny Fraser, Adam Sally, they're back in with the squad, yeah?
Yeah, no, everybody was on loan last year, back in the squad, back in the fold. So once we finalise who we think's ready to play next week, bear in mind Cork are a good side, but we're a good side too. And I say we were disappointed with the way things finished last year, especially cup final, our last game. It's always the last game you think about the most. It's been 5 or 6 weeks plus since the cup final, so it's all we can think about is the new season. Be positive, go into it. I'm positive, I'm normally an upbeat, positive person. I'm more than pleased the players have come back. They've worked hard, even over the 4 or 5 weeks they've had the break from the cup final. They've worked hard in their off-season, and they've come back, and hopefully they're chomping at the bit.
And it'll be a big game for Ross Gaynor next week against Cork, having played down there.
Yeah, again, I've not been to Cork. I'm sure some of our fans over a number of years at the Follows have been down there. I've spoken to people. People in the know, in and around there, sort of played down there, and they say it's going to be hostile, it'll be competitive, it'll be hustle and bustle. But it's a derby at the end of the day, and it's a game that you know, I can't wait for.
it's an interesting season because we also, as well as this now, we also have a Scottish game, you know, in October time. That's something innovative and something different as well to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, again, something different, and again, you know, for her fans and everybody else, you look forward to. And people say the, you know, the Premier League, the Under 20 Development League, whatever, you know, some of these teams are going to be in it. So you could draw the likes of a Celtic or a Rangers and give yourself you know, a little opportunity of beating them and to be competitive. Some of the other teams, again, the Welsh clubs, you know, we're all going to be competitive. In any tournament this club enters, we're in it to win it, no matter what tournament we're in. You know, you've got to do the best that you can, and as again, it's an opportunity, and hopefully the experience of our players testing themselves against you know, different levels.
But the bread and butter is obviously going to be early August, the first league game, and you know, getting off to a good start.
The bread and butter is the league. You know, you can dress it up by saying cups and all the things. Yeah, it's always nice when you win the cups, but the bread and butter is the league. I'm fully aware of that and fully understand that, and the players are hopefully going to, I think they do. I think they understand that what we need to achieve at this club, it can't be done by one individual. It's going to be a group of 20 plus players going forward in the next 10 months. It's the biggest 10 months of my young managerial career, and the players that are here, whether they've got a contract or not, it's the biggest 10 months that they'll ever have.
Goes without saying, everybody's right behind you next Thursday night, and what we know is a tasty game, but we also know it's a very tough game against a tough team going well in the middle of their season. Yep. So all the very best for that one, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good morning.